Triple M, the Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson and Tomo. Unfortunately, the Crows went down once again last night. 3-point loss to the Essendon Football Club. This man tried his heart out, though. The 2 goals in the second quarter from the skipper was outstanding to get us back in the game, but unfortunately couldn't get the 4 points. But he joins us right now. Geordie Dawson, good morning, mate.
Thanks, fellas. Cheers for having me.
Very tough, you know, and that's probably sugarcoating it for you and what your group would be feeling right now. Heartbreaking loss last night against the Essendon Football Club. How do you sum it up?
It is heartbreaking. I mean, I think we, as a group, we're probably just disappointed, I think, just with the way we kind of started the game in the first half on the back foot. And to their credit, their pressure and intensity around the ball especially was really good, and we just didn't match at the start. We're lucky to kind of be in the game at halftime, but then, yeah, to have such a close loss and not play our best footy, I think that's probably what's the most disappointing thing, is not playing our way.
And Jordan, you speak about the first half in particular, but that's been a bit of a trend for you guys all season. You've started really slow, game's almost done, and then found a way to get back into it and almost pinch a couple. Gold Coast earlier on, Melbourne, and then again last night. Have you reflected on that at all as a leadership group or as a coach, like with the coaches? What do you put the slow starts down to?
I'm not too sure, mate. I think it's definitely something we'll look at this week, I reckon, just because it does feel like it is a bit of a trend. And I don't know, maybe if we're waiting to see what opposition throw at us, or I can't put my finger on what it actually is. But, yeah, it's definitely something where, especially at home, you want to put the opposition on the back foot. If they're coming into your kind of home ground, you want to put them on the back foot by starting your way and playing your way. And we haven't been able to do that.
Geordie, it felt like there was perhaps a little bit too much and too much heavy lifting to be done by too few last night. And you certainly kicked a couple and really looked like you'd inspired the side and you were going to run away with it with the groundswell of emotion coming from the crowd. You just weren't able to continue that momentum on. Do you feel like too much is being asked of too few at the moment?
I wouldn't say that. I'd say definitely at times not everyone's going to play exactly how they want to play and have as big an impact on the game week to week. But I think we spoke about it after the game. It's about the moments, especially late, but throughout the whole game, it's about the moments of when you can impact, you have a positive or a negative impact on that contest. And we're probably, looking back, I'm sure we'll review it very closely in the last quarter, but I'm sure that there was a lot of moments where guys didn't stand up. And as for me, like, I'm not necessarily worried about, getting the ball as much. It's more just how can I impact for the team? And I feel like everyone needs to be able to do that in those crucial moments to win those tight games.
I think it's a really good point you make, Geordie. You get smacked, or you didn't get smacked, in inside 50, sorry, contested footy, you lost, disposals you lost, but the most damning thing is that you're out-tackled by Essendon by plus 17 as well. So defensively, you guys weren't on at all.
Nah, not at all. I mean, that was something that I was pretty filthy with, I think, at halftime when we were down 14 tackles, I think. And it felt like they were owning us on the outside as well. So that was something that I never kind of want this group to be known as a defensively poor team. So to have that kind of output is disappointing.
You lose, you learn. There's no doubt about that, Geordie. And unfortunately, the Crows have done that for 5 times this season. But I tell you what, we're learning a bit about Jake Soligo. 31 last night. He was outstanding. Yeah, he is going from strength to strength. What do you got to say about the young boy?
He is just a natural footballer, that guy. He's I've loved kind of watching his development over the last few years. And you can definitely see the extra responsibility in the midfield. And Jake's he's just such a clean, hard, traditional kind of midfielder, but he's got that bit of flair as well, and he's been able to show that the last few weeks, and I think his probably last month, to be honest, has been unbelievable. So he's probably the real shining light of the season so far, and what has been pretty disappointing.
Mm. And Jordan, Josh Rochelle had a moment late in that game that he would probably want again. How do you go about that as captain to support him through that this week, last night? Because it's going to be talked about a lot in the media. How do you throw your arms around him and support him through this?
Oh, mate, I'll just tell him, like, we've all been there. There's not a footballer in the country, AFL or not, that can say that they haven't sort of had a moment that they'd like to take back and haven't, you know, probably not gone as hard as what they should have. So we'll coach the behaviour of it, I suppose, because his character and who he is, I couldn't question that. So he he'll learn from it, and I've got no doubt. After speaking to him after the game, he was so disappointed in the outcome, but also a couple of moments late, that I'm sure he won't do it again, because moments like that haunt you. And I think you know, Tom, everyone has those moments and they haunt you for a while, but it's how you bounce back from it is what's important.
Absolutely. I was petrified out there, mate.
Like when you're getting 40.
And Geordie would be remiss of us not to ask, what happened to the umpire there? Would he lose his whistle in the last 2 minutes? What happened? Because I tell you what, there was high tackles, there was holding the balls. What happened there? How did you see all that playing out?
Oh, I don't know. I think you create your own luck a bit, and we would have definitely got away with one if we kicked a goal at the end there. But I'll be interested to see sort of the ruling on that, because I assume if you dive on the ball, it's classified as should be a holding the ball. So I'm not sure about that last couple of seconds. But I was pretty happy with kind of how we played that last couple of minutes. But Essendon held up pretty strong and very disappointing. But it'll be interesting to see kind of if it was meant to be a free kick or not.
Mate, he's jumped on the Sharon like a dreamland mattress. Like, honestly, it was like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, we'll leave it at that, Geordie. And, thank you so much for your time, mate. And, really, really do appreciate you jumping on after such a hard loss.
No worries, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Geordie.
Geordie Dawson, class act from the Adelaide Football Club right there. And can hold his head high, Rocky. He was absolutely superb last night. 31 of the hard ones and 2 goals to go with it.
Yeah, certainly best on ground performance. And he couldn't have done much more last night. Unfortunately, the Crows go down again.